Part 3, Chapter 1. Zit was banging around in the transport repair shop, throwing down tools, discarding parts, and generally making an agitated din. He caught sight of Turl standing nearby, and he turned on him in an instant attack.
Are you at the bottom of this pay cut?
Demanded Zit. Mildly, Turl said,
That would be the accounting department, wouldn't it?
Why is my pay been cut?
It's not just your pay. It's also mine and everybody else's.
I've got 3 times the work, no help, and now half the pay.
The planet is running at a loss, I'm told.
And no bonuses.
Turl frowned. This was not the time or place for a favor. Leverage. He had no leverage at all these days.
Been a lot of machines blowing up lately.
Zit stood and looked at him. There was more than a hint of threat in that. One never knew about this Turl.
What do you want?
I'm working on a project that could solve all this. That could get our pay and bonuses back.
Zit ignored that. When a security chief sounded like he was doing favors, watch it.
What do you want?
If it's successful, we'd even get more pay and bonuses.
Look, I'm busy. You see these wrecks?
I want the loan of a small minecar puller.
Zit barked a sharp, sarcastic laugh.
Ha! There's one! Blew up yesterday down at the transshipment area. Take that.
The small, bladed vehicle had its whole canopy blown off, and the green bloodstains had dried on its panel. Its interior wiring was charred.
What I want is a small pulling truck. A simple one.
Zit went back to throwing tools and parts around. A couple narrowly missed Turl.
Well?
You got a requisition?
Well,
began Turl.
I thought so,
said Zit. He stopped and looked at Turl.
You sure you haven't got anything to do with this pay cut?
Why?
Rumor around you were talking to the planet head.
Routine security.
Ha!
Zit attacked the wrecked, bladed vehicle with a hammer to remove the remains of its pressure canopy. Turl walked away. Leverage. He had no leverage. In deep gloom, he stood in a hallway between domes, lost in thought. He did have a solution of sorts, and there were signs of unrest. He made a sudden decision. A compound intercom was near to hand. He took hold of it and called Numpf.
Turl here, your planet ship. Could I have an appointment in about an hour? I have something to show you. Thank you, your planet ship. 1 hour.
He hung up, pulled his face mask off a belt hook, donned it, and went outside. Soft snowflakes were drifting down. At the cage, he went straight over to the far end of the flexi-rope and untied it. Johnny had been working at the instruction machine, and he watched Turl warily. Turl, coiling up the rope, did not fail to notice that the man-thing was now using the chair to sit in. A bit arrogant, but it was good news, really. The thing had one of its hides rigged to the bars to keep snow off a sleeping place. There was another one tented over the machine and workplace. Turl yanked at the rope.
Come along.
You promised I could build a fire. Are we going out to get firewood?
Asked Johnny. Turl yanked on the rope and forced Johnny to follow him. He went straight to the old Chinko offices and booted open the door. Johnny looked around the place with interest. They were not inside the domes. This was an air-filled place. Dust lay in a blanket and stirred as they walked through the interior. There were papers scattered about, even books. There were charts on the walls. Johnny saw that this was where the desk and chair had come from, for many just like them stood about.